on school budgets. School board meeting will be held at the auditorium at the Clinton Township Middle School, and it happened on 7:30 last night. So there's a lot of interesting parts to this, which a little bit disconcerting. Number one, it's up for a school vote, but we don't know actually who it is. And we're scheduling a meet and greet, which implies that the vote is already kind of decided. It's just this is rubber stamping it. I don't understand why we have votes if we already made pretty much the decision. Number two, interesting that Superintendent Drusilla Clark has left a pretty messy situation there with a consolidation plan, an expired contract, and changing how the school should be voting. And she's walking away and giving it to this unnamed person. We're not very efficient with the way we run government. We're not very efficient with the way we run school districts. And this is why people in the 21st century are very, very frustrated. We need to start making some serious changes as to how we do this. Status quo is not being very effective. We move in a very quick world, and having meetings once a month is not really very effective. And when we don't have successful meetings, to push them off yet another month to get a resolution is a tremendous waste of everybody's time. It's happening right now with the Greg Krantz tubing business. Every time they have a setback, it sets him back a month. Now, I'm not in favor of his business. I'm not a pro of his business. What I am frustrated by is that anybody who's trying to make a difference in our county and in our country is faced with timetable that's just not conducive to making any decisions and putting somebody at risk of trying to get a business started is affected by this timetable. So we have to start doing something differently, or we're going to have some serious trouble. Well, okay, well, that's about it for today. We're going to move on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, Eddie and Metenium. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Thank you to Michelle Heidi for her contribution to the show. Vince Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, I'd like you to participate in the effects of your municipality and your governments. I'd really like for us to start figuring out a way to be more efficient about it. And that would be my Vince Arnolino never say I should have for the day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
At least two people killed in Oklahoma after Twister's touchdown in Katy and Johnston County. Strong winds, heavy downpours, and large hail reported across multiple states. Today is yet another Super Tuesday. Republicans voting in primaries in Nebraska and West Virginia. Democrats casting their ballots only in West Virginia, where Senator Bernie Sanders stands to be victorious over Hillary Clinton. Here's Joe Gomez.
Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders face off in West Virginia.
If we can win a majority of the pledged delegates, we're going to go into Philadelphia in the Democratic Convention.
I feel so strongly about this because it's not just a woman's issue, it's a family issue, and it's an economic issue.
Most polls have Sanders leading Clinton in the West Virginia primary by several points. Republicans will also go out to vote in primaries in Nebraska and West Virginia. Donald Trump is the last candidate standing. I'm Joe Gomez.
And this is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Last time coming 29 years ago against the Boston Red Sox in 1986. The National League champions send 13-game winner Matt Harvey to the mound in Game 1 tonight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, while the two-time defending American League champs will start veteran 13-game winner Edinson Volquez. It is the first World Series to feature two expansion teams. In Kansas City, I'm Chris Bales.
The American League champion Kansas City Royals are hosting, and the first pitch is at 8:07 Eastern Time tonight. Walmart wants to get into the drone delivery business. The retailer applied to the FAA yesterday for an exemption from current drone regulations. Walmart is looking for permission to test out drone delivery to customers' homes and in its store parking lots. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my Dakota ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for...
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for... Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Tesla is hoping to crack the electric car market in China, the world's largest car market. With more, here's Joe McConnell.
China's offering incentives to companies that produce lower-emission vehicles because pollution is so horrendous, but China doesn't allow foreign car makers to make and sell cars there, so Tesla is looking for a Chinese partner. CEO Elon Musk says making the cars in China for sale in China, instead of in California where most are made now, would make them a lot more affordable for Chinese consumers. He thinks that could happen in 2 or 3 years. I'm Joe McConnell.
Outdoor sporting goods company REI will go dark on Black Friday. The company says its 143 stores will be closed on the biggest shopping day of the year. REI's CEO Jerry Stritzke says the day after Thanksgiving is the perfect time for people to remember that, quote, being outside makes our lives better. He also encourages the company's loyal customers to skip the sales and instead spend the day outdoors. People can even take to social media to talk about their Black Friday plans with the hashtag #OptOutside. It's against the law, but age discrimination is widespread in the U.S. job market. That's the finding of a new study out this week. The National Bureau of Economic Research study released yesterday says younger job applicants got called back at much higher rates than older workers. The study found it to be the case across a wide range of jobs, from administrative to sales, security, and janitors. The study says it's even worse for older women. The authors say it's particularly true in sales positions, where they found evidence of much stronger age discrimination for women than for men. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon and HunterChamber.com. I got my guest here. It's Greg DeSanctis, and he is from Raritan Valley Community College. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, loving the enjoyment of learning all about the extra things that are going on at our community college for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. Greg is the director of the Honors Program over there, and we're going to learn a lot about it. So let's bring Greg in and find out all about it. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have you here, and we're going to learn about the Honors Program. So we usually start out with the simple stuff. Who are you? How did you get involved with Raritan Valley Community College?
Sure. I've been working at Raritan Valley for over 14 years now in a variety of roles, initially in the financial aid office, before I moved into academic advising. I was an advisor for about 5 years, and I was lucky enough to work with the New Jersey STAR students, which is a scholarship program for high-achieving high school graduates, students who graduate in the top 15% of their class and who choose to attend their home county college for free tuition throughout their 2 years. Mm-hmm. After working with this group for several years, the college decided to create an honors college, a separate cohort of students within Raritan Valley. Right. And I was fortunate enough to be asked, since I had been working with these high-achieving students already as a New Jersey STARS advisor, to coordinate the honors program with a faculty partner at Raritan Valley.
Wow.
We've now been doing this for 5 years, and we're in the midst of recruiting for our sixth cohort currently.
Wow. That's the beginning, right? So we're just talking about the honors program and how that got all started. But let's talk about Greg a little bit. How long you been in Raritan Valley Community College?
I've been at Raritan for 14 years now.
Well.
And in advising and counseling specifically for 8.
Okay. And what was your aspirations prior to getting to Raritan Valley? What did you originally study for?
Well, actually, my story is a bit unique, and it's somewhat coincidental that I work at a community college now, given that it was not a clear career path for me. I went to college as a finance major with hopes of becoming a stockbroker. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. After a major change into human resources, I eventually got a degree in human resources.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work out after about 6 weeks on the job, so I'm a college graduate with a career that I don't really particularly enjoy. And after pit stops, working part-time construction, and then eventually working for several years as a librarian, I found my way to Raritan Valley, fortunately, in a job in the financial aid office. So it kind of came full circle. I started out with a career hoping to be in finance, and fast forward about 10 years, and I have a job working in financial aid.
Wow.
And then I was fortunate enough once in financial aid to really find my calling, which was helping students and help them reach their goals and dreams.